This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another day, another data breach. Not so much consumers directly this time as the government of the United States. We learned today that back in March, Chinese hackers broke into the network that stores information about federal employees, looking apparently for people who applied for top secret security clearances. It's as yet unclear how much data they got, but if the government and big companies like, Target, can't protect the data that they have on us, who can? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
Hackers mostly used to be bored teenagers or shut-in conspiracy theorist types. That's not the case anymore, says Larry Poneman, a data security specialist.
These are people that have two PhDs, quantum mechanics and physics, and they can pretty much get anywhere they want to if they put their minds to it.
Poneman says cyber criminals might be bankrolled by companies, drug cartels, or even governments, and they often work in teams.
This is the vault at the Bellagio.
That's from Ocean's 11, the movie where a team of criminals bands together to rob three casinos, which have state-of-the-art security.
I like that analogy.
Ted Julian is with CO3 Systems, which helps companies respond to data breaches.
The bad guys certainly think that way. And they will find talent. There's an underground market for it that's global. But I think there's an opportunity for the good guys to do that, too.
Julian says companies and government organizations need to assemble teams of their own to secure everything from financial transactions to email to mobile apps. And they'll have to keep investing, says Larry Poneman.
The problem is whatever solutions we create today, within a matter of months, they figure and then run around that technology.
In spite of organizations spending around $44 billion a year on cybersecurity, cybercrime costs consumers an estimated $110 billion a year. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.